This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are able to call in and talk freely live here on this live Sunday edition from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time. Frankly, 7 days a week. It doesn't have to be this Sunday, but if you're hearing me from 7 to 10, or not hearing me from 7 to 10, you can call in. That's Eastern Time, mind you. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we're going to pick the low-hanging fruit today. How kids...
Oh, I don't want to pick fruit today.
No, no, you're picking this fruit. How kids are dumb, sadly. So, new and interesting ways that kids are dumb. It looks like, from a Today.com article... Schools in Britain are throwing their hands up over kids who can't tell time on traditional clocks. And by that, I mean sort of a clock with a face and hands.
Right. So the thing that we've got hanging up in here with little red and green stickers that signify various things for us.
And that particular clock is a mystery to what appears to be a large percentage of children today.
All right. So to be fair,
yeah, let's try to do that because I'm not very good at it when it comes to, you know, talking about other generations. I tend to be like, oh God, that generation.
To be fair, have you watched the television show? And I don't know if it still happens, but there used to be at least a television show called "Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?"
I have heard of it.
A lot of adults are dumb dumbs, too, and couldn't answer questions that fifth graders are expected to answer. So in defense of these kids, and I don't know what age the kids are in your article here, a lot of adults would be confused by that clock as well.
I'm just wondering, honestly, I brought the article up because I wonder whether the analog clock is an anachronism at this point. If you look at your computer... It tells the time. Here, I'm looking at the computer, 7:08 p.m. It's very clear.
Mine clearly states 19:08, and it's showing me the seconds.
Excellent. That's the way to do it.
Because I use 24-hour time, and adding or subtracting 12 confuses people, too.
Yeah, I use 24-hour time on certain clocks at my house, but for whatever reason, I haven't changed my computer over.
Because you don't know how electronics work.
It's just doing things on electronics that bothers me. But I pull out my modern-day version of the pocket watch, the cell phone.
Yep.
And I look at it, and here it says 7:09, Sunday, July 8th. It's very clear. Whereas when I look up at the studio wall and I look at the analog clock there, I can totally see how somebody is confused by what they see. For one, I know the time, what time it is. I just have a general idea of what time it is, so looking at that clock makes it easy for me. But if you're just to sort of spin numbers around and grab somebody on camera and put a clock in their face and say, "What time is this?" You're probably going to confuse some adults, too, just because... It's not that time.
Right. That's exactly the thing that I just said.
Well, I'm talking about how it's not smarter than a fifth grader in this instance.
I'm saying a lot of adults don't know how that clock works either. So the fact that there are some kids that don't know how that clock works, it's not look at how dumb those kids are. It's we don't use that type of clock generally.
Right. I was watching the Jimmy Kimmel show. They had a little excerpt here in this article.
How does a sundial work?
Right. Like, what? How many adults wouldn't know how a sundial worked, but that's certainly going to look strange to
someone. You've got to turn it back or forward. When you shift the clocks twice a year, which way do you rotate your sundial in the spring?
The sundial isn't going to be good from week to week. It's going to have to be moved and aligned because the sun moves in the sky. So many friars from the 11th century are going to be very confused at our inability to tell time on a sundial. Are you telling me you people are advanced? and you can't tell time.
Right.
So
you're telling me that the 12 o'clock train doesn't stop at 12 o'clock. It's 12:47.
The old clock face here. It's right. Designed for when we used gears and stuff to keep time as precisely as we could with gears and those sorts of things. Now we have computers synchronized to atomic clocks and out of Denver.
Yeah, that thing hanging on the wall is an atomic clock.
It is.
Yes.
Yes, but you're lucky when it connects to Denver because there isn't a straight line of sight here. That's a particularly good one. That clock was not cheap. You can find cheap analog clocks all over. That particular clock doesn't matter because the listener isn't using that clock.
Right.
We're just referring to it as an analog clock face. So I kind of think kids are right on this one. Like, maybe it's just time to give up on the analog clock face. Like, what's it doing for you?
Let's see here.
What's the benefit?
There might still be a place of employment with a punch card clock in, clock out thing that has an analog face, and you need to be able to figure out when you clocked out for lunch.
You probably are clocking out at 8 at the top or the bottom of the hour, and those are the easiest to figure out.
Right, but you might be off by a couple of minutes, and you've got a built-in 7-minute either way thing, and et cetera.
Sure. I mean, your place of employment could have analog clocks, there's no doubt.
Maybe I'm guessing that train engineers no longer use pocket watches. Yeah, I can't think of really
a good reason
to wind up, unless you're just really into steampunk, or you don't trust electricity, but then, I don't know.
The current generation aren't as good at reading the traditional clock face as older generations. Malcolm Trobe, Deputy General Secretary of the UK's Association of School and College Leaders, told The Telegraph. And, by the way, it's really no different here in the United States. They're not very good at clocks, here either. My son had to learn this, so I suspect he understands, but it's just, I mean, all of us will admit it's easier to tell time on a digital clock. Why are we torturing ourselves with these analog clocks?
I don't know, but, just the way that first paragraph began on that article, it just sounds as though it's one of these, bitching about the younger generation.
It's a lot like that.
They don't know how to rewind video cassettes before returning to... Oh, wait, Blockbuster doesn't exist anymore. But still, they don't know how to rewind the VHS tape. I handed my son a pencil and a cassette tape that was partially unspooled, and he didn't know what to do with it.
I kind of actually find this to be a critique of government school. So you're telling me that you got these kids...
No,
most of their
money.
Waking hours, and they and you're upset that they can't tell time on a clock. Wait a second. Who's the one who's supposed to be teaching them stuff? I mean, the school. There's the crap that they're filling kids' heads full of, and they're not teaching them how to read a clock?
Oh, you're trying to be logical here.
10 minutes a day, working on it from kindergarten through fourth grade, they really ought to have it. Just guessing.
I don't think you need 10 minutes a day for 4 years to figure out how a clock is read.
It'd probably be more useful than whatever they're teaching.
I didn't say it wouldn't be more useful. I'm just saying you don't need that much time.
Just saying. That apparently some kids will need that kind of time. They're not getting that kind of instruction at home, so, whatever it might be. I don't know. I think it's all very strange. Officials believe the clocks are causing undue stress because kids can't figure out how much time they have remaining to complete a test. You don't want them to put their hand up to ask how much time is left. Why not? Schools will inevitably be doing their best to make young children feel as relaxed as they can be.
Because if the student has the hand up waiting on the teacher so that they can ask how much time is left, and that's valuable seconds that they're not taking the test. And we all know that taking these damn tests is the most important thing in a government school.
Well, that's why they're installing, at the very least, digital clocks in the test-taking room. It's not just
Hold on,
British
there's
kids
a different
either.
Room for taking tests now?
That's what they're saying. I don't know. I've never been to a British school.
I've never been to Britain.
I've been to Britain. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. That's free as in freedom. Or LRN.FM is our username on Skype. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. This is Live Sunday Edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but we're talking about, well, kids and government school, not being able to tell time on analog clocks, and government school bureaucrats blaming it on the kids. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but...
Well, see, if they just had more money, but nobody can find the money printing place because the train picks up at a certain time and there's only digital clocks and everybody's confused. I don't know.
I don't either. Let's go to Matt calling in from Louisiana. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I can look on my wrist, and there's a analog clock that I use to give me a good grasp of exactly where I am. It's not super precise,
yeah,
but it does give me an idea. So the reason why digital speedometers kind of went out of style, because for some reason, when people look at the digital speedometer, it takes them a picosecond longer to translate what their actual speed is. It's just a human mind sort of thing. The thing is irritating about government schools, they don't even teach kids how to read a ruler anymore.
Yeah, I think that I've heard the same thing, that they can't read a tape measure, and...
Yes, I mean,
I use that a heck of a lot more than I use a protractor in my day-to-day life, but I was taught how to use a protractor in school.
Do they teach kids how to use those now? Sounds like they're not teaching them anything.
I couldn't tell you.
They're teaching them the evils of Western civilization.
Yeah.
So you mean the truth.
Daryl thinks that Western civilization's evil, apparently.
Well, the United States government's the only government to ever use nuclear weapons in war. I would say that's pretty evil.
Atomic. Yeah.
And if you admit that, then...
I have to ask you this question in all sincerity. Have you calculated what the effect on Japan would have been should we have launched Operation Olympic?
Well, the U.S. government could have accepted the surrender that was offered up about a month prior to dropping those nukes, but the U.S. government didn't do that, and then immediately after dropping the nukes, then said, we accept your terms of surrender.
Yeah, I had not heard this information. Where's your source?
It's on Wikipedia, I can tell you that much.
It's in a bunch more places than Wikipedia.
Well, it's on Wikipedia because it's in a bunch more places. Surrender was being worked on through Russia. I think it's probably clear.
Soviet Union.
Yeah, Soviet Union, excuse me. It's probably clear to any student of history that really what the United States wanted to do was show the Soviet Union it had atomic weapons, and
right.
This is what's going to happen to you if you step out of line. And so they dropped the
right. And there was also a mistranslation of what the Japanese emperor had said at one of the meetings. There was a word, and I forget what the word was, but it could have been translated in two ways. One of them was sort of ambivalence, and the other was like a big FU. And he answered in the ambivalent kind of manner, but it was translated by Western media as FU. And then there was the nukes, and then we accepted the surrender that he gave an ambivalent answer to a month prior, where he basically said, I'll surrender, but I get to remain emperor.
Yeah.
I'll have to accept your word on this right now. I will do that.
Yeah, I don't think that the United States needed to drop nuclear weapons on Japan. I mean,
right. And I'm just pointing out that some of the stuff that's being
actually saying something that the Japanese don't believe. You realize that?
I don't know who the Japanese.
When I was living in Japan, a large percentage of the population thought that without the dropping of the nuclear weapons to kind of quote unquote wake the country up, that they were prepared to do the Operation Olympic thing, which basically would have wiped out the Japanese population. And I don't know about these other surrender agreements. I'm going to have to look them up and find out why it was Truman at the time found them
Truman
unacceptable.
Dropped it. Yeah.
Yeah, but
One of the things that happens...
Demonstra- as a demonstration, it was less impressive a demonstration in terms of its killing power than the freaking firebombing of Tokyo. Good heavens.
Sure. I mean, but Moscow's not as worried about that. Its buildings aren't made the same way as, Japanese buildings were.
Right. So. I'm just pointing out, that some of the stuff that's being taught as the evils of Western civilization is here's the actual history of what happened.
What I think is,
and some people don't like it when you teach them actual history of what happened.
Well, what we can see is that the United States and probably every other country that wins a war whitewashes the the way they went about it. Think about this for a second,
the
Matthew.
Old history is written by the victors, and that is
absolutely
true.
Where was all the civilian violence during the Revolutionary War? You'd think if the population was split basically 33-33-33 on the Revolutionary War, that some people who were apparently willing to pick up arms and shoot their government center of mass might have meted out some violence against maybe some loyalists or something like that. But you never...
There is recorded incidences of various loyalists being tarred and feathered.
Yeah, it sounds so nice when you talk about it like that. But, the fact is we're talking
nice.
About...
It's not nice. Who wants to be tarred and feathered? But
it started way back. In our history, the whole thing... And probably every history of every country out there, the victors write the history, and they're not going to make themselves look like a bunch of sore winners.
Right.
And so, anyway, thanks for the call, Matt.
Can you hold for a second? Huh? I do recommend, if you've read Robert Heinlein's books, I do recommend that you read Starship Troopers, because he goes into a lot of this stuff in detail. Now, his conclusions may be a little bit different than yours, but don't count on the movie to tell
the
you
great.
Anything about what it's like. Oh, the movie was great as a standalone.
Yeah.
But if you compare it to the book, you'll want to find the people who wrote the movie and beat them with a baseball bat. But that would be violent.
Thanks for the call, Matt. The number is 855-450-3733. So, Daryl, comparing the United States, I'm calling it evil, I think that...
Evil things have been done by the United States government.
Absolutely.
And people don't like hearing that because they then say, oh, you're just saying how evil America is. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the U.S. government has done evil things and people don't like being taught the truth.
Well, certainly that much is the case. Evil things have been done by probably any government that's been in power.
Yes.
The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is expected to announce his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday night.
I'll probably be decided tonight or tomorrow sometime by 12 o'clock, and I think we're going to all be meeting at 9 o'clock.
The U.S. is pushing back against criticism by North Korea that Washington has been gangster-like in its approach to negotiations. Republican Senator Joni Ernst tells CBS's Face the Nation that she's taking a wait-and-see approach on joint drills with South Korea.
I think we should continue with military exercises. Obviously, I believe that they have a purpose in keeping the peninsula safe and making sure that should anything ever happen, we are well rehearsed with our allies to engage. So I would say soon if we don't see those talks continue.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Talking about, well, apparently the bombing of Japan in World War II and kids not being able to read analog clocks. That's Free Talk Live for you. We'll get derailed. You don't worry. That's what we do around here. Everything will be fine. Also, we partner with organizations that we believe in. One of them is Liberty.menu. What Liberty.menu does is it's a website that allows people who believe in the principles of freedom to list their businesses so that other libertarians can go ahead and find them and do business with them. We've been asked this question for years. Lots of people want to do business with liberty-oriented businesses, so we partnered with Liberty.menu. It's a great site. Go check it out. I think you'll be very happy. If you use code FTL, you get a special badge. It's Liberty.menu. Let's go to Andrew calling in from Alabama. Listen on YouTube. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Out there?
Yep, I got you.
Okay. So I had two concerns. That was Hillary Clinton running for president in 2020. And Jeff,
I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No, she's already lost twice. I don't think she's going to go for a third time.
She's trying now. Have you seen the news?
Tell me what the news
is. I've not seen any news saying Hillary is running. I've not seen any news saying that Hillary's out campaigning.
A feedback for her saying she is getting money under the ground.
She's getting money what?
Just from one of those PACs or whatever they call it, a CPAC. I'm not sure of the name.
Yeah.
Those government funded.
PACs aren't government funded. That's not how PACs work. There are a couple of states that do some kind of public financing where that is government funding, but it's not through a PAC. It's through just taxation.
So appreciate the call. We dumped him. They dumped him off. Good.
Good.
The board ops doing his job. So if we want to talk about who's going to run for president, I guess the first thing that I would have to say regarding that is we probably place too much emphasis on who's the president. One of the things that I really like about Donald Trump and what he's done with this whole let's mix up the families thing recently with, families crossing the border, is that he's pointed out this is the law that as it was on the books. I'm just doing it as it's on the books, and Congress really needs to clean this up. And Congress really does need to clean it up. This is not his job. His job is to enforce the law as it is written. Now, obviously, if it's unenforceable and the courts say it's unenforceable, you can't go back and, you know, just change things up. But Congress really should have a cohesive plan for immigration rather than everybody just throwing things from one side to the other.
And I want to be clear on something here. And the law as written does not say separate children from their parents at the border if they cross illegally. That's not what the law says.
No.
The law simply says that children cannot be detained for more than 20 days.
That, I thought that was as the interpretation of the court ruling on that. That's the case law.
No, there actually is. It might be a court precedent. But
I think it's case law.
Case law is law.
Right. I don't think the courts, the law addressed this very specifically.
But in either case, you've got one thing saying that children can't be detained for more than 20 days. You've got another thing saying that people that cross the border in violation of immigration laws or otherwise, you know, like overstay a visa, etc., can be detained. And now you have to balance the two because some of the people that have violated the immigration law have children with them. So how do you detain without not detaining the children? And it seems like, you know, some of the people are just saying, oh, well, just see, you detain the children, but you keep them in the same cell as the parents.
It's not.
And that's not a better solution.
Understood. But Congress really should solve this problem, right?
Congress should not exist. There's actually no congressional authorization for them to deal with immigration at all.
So the United States Constitution is pretty clear that it handles naturalization.
Naturalization, sure. It does not handle immigration. The two are different.
I understand they're different, but I mean, who's supposed to deal with it?
The Constitution actually says, and I don't have the wording in front of me, but it said that Congress could not do anything about immigration until after 1808, and then only by amending a certain provision, and they never amended that provision. Vision.
Okay. I'd be interested in reading more about that, but I don't know the specifics on that. I know that immigration wasn't really addressed until the Yellow Man laws in the late 19th
what was
century.
It? 1872, I believe, when the Chinese Exclusion Act was the first thing, and then
right.
there was
so
some
the,
kind
so
of anti-Irish thing.
Basically 100 years without worrying about what immigration was.
Basically, yes.
They also didn't worry about whether citizens voted or not voted, and, you know, there's some interesting historical stuff there. I can see why Congress cares about this stuff. My solution, in case those are interested, my solution is
basically a green card that you call something different, and there's no path for citizenship.
No path for citizenship. No government money at all.
Yep, that's what a green card is. Basically,
not
it's
exactly
a green card with the caveat of, under your plan, there would be no path for citizenship, which would create separate classes of men, which
yep.
basically is in violation of Article 14.
That's an interesting point, that the Constitution says that there shouldn't be separate classes, and this would definitely create separate classes.
14th Amendment, I said Article 14 is 14th Amendment, the equal protection. And if you have separate classes of men, you don't have equal protection. And I use the term separate classes of men because that's from the New Hampshire Constitution.
So equal protection under the law, I mean, we currently have, green cards where people can become.
There's a process for them to become naturalized.
Sure.
Under your process.
But I didn't become naturalized.
You weren't born overseas to parents that weren't American.
Sure, but the law isn't protecting me equally as somebody who was. I'm just saying the law treats those people differently. So my point would be No government money. And that means that, as far as I'm concerned, a whole bunch of immigrants move into your town. You're not responsible for schooling them either.
I don't think I should be responsible for schooling anybody.
Agreed. 100%. But, you know, this helps to solve this. It helps to show people.
How about we just abolish government schools? Would that solve part of your concern? Because I know that there are some people that their big concern is, well, they're using these things that they drive on my roads.
Agreed. They say things like that. I'm happy with abolishing government schools.
Excellent.
But I don't think that's going to happen tomorrow. I think that, however...
Right, so don't blame the immigrants because...
I'm not blaming immigrants. I'm giving a path to you know, a better life to them. And that it seems like people want to kill the baby while throwing out the bathwater. You know what I mean? Well, we can't have that because it might create this problem or that problem. Well, I'm just trying to make their lives better so they can get away from whatever the heck's going on over there without Americans fighting over it.
Yeah.
Anyway, as far as picking who the president's going to be in about 3 years from now, I doubt Bernie Sanders is supposed to be running again. I can't see how that's going to be the case. He would have been the oldest person to get in the office. Then again, Donald Trump certainly was.
Right.
I think it's going to be people we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Expect to see Cory Booker skulking around in the future.
That's the guy from New Jersey?
He is from New Jersey.
All right.
He's a black senator from New Jersey.
Yes.
And anybody else you're thinking might be a pick?
Rand Nobody's Paul? Announced that I'm aware of in either the Republican or Democratic parties.
Nobody's going to announce at this point. You got to wait for the second election. The guy called in about who's going to be the president.
Right, and I'm saying I have no clue because I've not heard anybody announce that they're running for the Democratic nomination, so me predicting who's going to win it,
I'm not predicting who's going to win it, just who's going to run for it, and I predicted Cory Booker.
And I honestly don't care because I'm not a Democrat. They're horrible. I'm not a Republican. They're horrible as well.
Well, you're probably going to get one of those two, though.
Probably. I don't want it.
Probably Donald Trump. The number, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We've been across the board this evening, and you can call in and talk about what you want. I just finished up an article that said that apparently kids in government schools can't read analog clocks, or at least not enough of them can, and the government schools are sort of changing the way they do things. And most of the articles felt like they were blaming the kids for it. I kind of feel like if you've got the kids for 8 hours a day or whatever, 180 days out of the year or whatever it is that the school has kids, that it's the school's fault that kids can't read clocks.
Right.
I know we spent time on this when I was in school. We definitely spent time on reading clocks.
I'm trying to remember. It was either kindergarten or first grade when I learned how to do this thing.
Yeah, it was like that. I can't tell you exactly, but we had a little, little setup, and the teacher would take this large clock that she had made out of laminated and stuff, and move the hands around.
Yep.
And what time is this? And what time is that? What are they doing with these kids during this time that they spent teaching me how to read an analog clock?
Yeah.
Is it trigonometry? Because I doubt it.
No, they don't teach that until like high school.
And what's the point? I took trigonometry in high school. I have never used anything more than consumer-based math. I may have used the Pythagorean theorem.
Oh, that's geometry. That's not even trig.
I understand that's not. I'm saying above consumer-based math. I'm talking about addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division is consumer-based math, as I understand it. And anything above that, I have basically not used. And a couple of times I might have used the Pythagorean theorem, and that's all. And it's just for making drawings.
You've probably used some algebra without realizing it.
Maybe. It's sort of a way of thinking about things, solving for X.
Yeah, I have a mint or a recipe here that serves 4 people. I need to serve 6 people. Let me calculate and figure out how to adjust the recipe.
Yeah. That might be.
Although you don't really seem the cooking type.
No, but I can see how you're saying that it would be the case, is that you have to multiply times,
1.5,
those things, and, whatever it might be.
Yeah. If you're, trying to figure out, I need to go grocery shopping, I've got this, and can I get, 3 loaves of bread, then, so you're doing some kind of multiplication, something not quite algebra. But, advanced math, trying to figure out, how much groceries you can buy for whatever you've got.
Yeah, I still feel like whether or not you can make the argument for math, and I'm not here saying math is dumb. That's not my argument. My argument is that
clocks are dumb.
Maybe analog clock faces are dumb. I don't know. But my argument is that the people in school are not very qualified, whether it was the private school or the public school, weren't very qualified in telling me what I was going to need to know for life. For one, I remember specifically Ms. Seacard, my trigonometry teacher, I presume God rest her soul, that she specifically said, it's not like you're going to carry a calculator around in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrong.
Oh, I heard that. Even when I was in high school, in some kind of, I forget if it was pre-cal or trig, where we had to use a calculator, like one of these $300 Texas instrument somethings, you're not going to carry a calculator around with you, so you need to figure out how to calculate this without it. So when am I actually ever going to use this in life? Oh, next year when you take calculus. Yeah, I don't have to take another math class after this one. Oh, well, in high school, yeah, or in college, yeah, I'm not going to be taking math in college because I already looked to see what the thing, because I was getting a, planning to get a broadcast degree in college.
Sure,
I had to take a single math class in college, and there was no way I was going to choose calculus.
But why'd you pick trig then? You could have easily just picked consumer-based math and breezed on and got an A.
This is the first time in my entire life. I'm 40 years old. I have never heard the term consumer math before.
Okay.
The reason I
What'd you call it?
I don't know what you're talking about other than addition, subtraction. That's like fourth grade math.
Hold on. I worked in the math department as a student aide for a math teacher. There were classes. Algebra 1, Algebra 2, Geometry, Trigonometry, Calculus. Those are the classes you're talking about. Prior to that, there's other classes. There was Pre-Calc, and there was something called Consumer Math.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
And Consumer
ever
Math
before
1,
in life.
2, and 3.
Never heard that.
I'm not claiming that that's the name of it. I'm claiming that that is the name that a municipality in Manatee County called their regular old math class, and if we had that in Manatee County, Florida, you sure had it in Birmingham, okay?
Probably, because I did go to a blue ribbon school.
What does that mean? There's
some government thing that gives out awards every year, and like the best public schools get this thing called a blue ribbon, and we were one of them.
This is the lowest math class, not the highest. Consumer math is just addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division.
Also, I wouldn't have been able to take that after taking geometry anyway.
Why not?
Because if
you just didn't think so, and you were given bad information by guidance counselors.
So if you're saying it's before algebra, and I took algebra, and I needed a certain number of math classes to get the diploma that I was going for, it had to be a higher class than the previous.
I'm not sure that's true.
That's what I was informed 20-some-odd years ago. I can't go back and undo and not waste my time on that stupid math class.
I'm not saying you can. I'm just saying that kids are given bad information. We're given bad information in high school when I was there, and I suspect it's worse now.
Yeah, probably.
Especially considering the article that I'm about to read, which says here 65% of public school 8th graders not proficient in reading, 67% not proficient in math. So two-thirds of eighth graders aren't proficient at much.
Yeah. That's bad.
That's bad.
That's really, really bad. And, you know, I saw something recently, I forget if it was Facebook or Twitter, where is a video of adults taking basic life skill classes at bars. So, okay. Like, there's somebody that has turned this, I will teach you how to write a check. I will teach you how to this. I will teach you these basic life skills.
While they have beers.
And they do it at a bar because that's where adults tend to hang out. It's like, I never learned this in high school, and I watched this video, and I was like, I learned all of that at home ec.
Yeah.
Why is home ec not a thing anymore?
My wife says exactly the same thing. She thought that the home ec was the most useful class that she had in high school.
Yes.
And what we had was something called life management skills. There was a home ec class, but it was rarely taken by boys. But we did have life management skills, which taught you how to write a check, but it didn't tell you sort of the importance of, say, compiled interest and those kind of things. So,
that was taught in economics class.
Yeah, I'm afraid that economics class didn't have much math when I took it. It was just sort of concepts. But I took economics class at the dumb kids school because I had already been kicked out of government school at that point. So
yeah, we didn't learn a lot. It was basically, here's a vague idea of how a stock market works. Here's how interest works.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Might have learned some other stuff, but those are the only things that I understand and recall.
65% of eighth graders in American public schools in 2017 were not proficient in reading, and 67% were not proficient in mathematics, according to a national assessment of educational progress tests, and the results were released by the U.S. Department of Education. The results are far worse for students that are enrolled in some urban districts. So, as if those numbers aren't frightening enough, they get worse when you're talking about the south side of Chicago, Harlem, places like that.
South Central.
Yeah. You know, where it's just a day prison.
Right.
And one number I've heard is that 20% of graduates of government schools can't. They have, you know, insufficient reading skills to be considered functionally literate.
Right. There are a large percentage of high school graduates that have to take remedial classes in college.
Yeah. Why would you be going to college if you're taking remedial classes?
Because everybody needs a college degree, Mark. And it's free because, see, we wound up giving you the scholarship because you can do this thing.
Yeah, that's really the problem is we see what happens when you make high school free. Now it's useless. Now we got to make college free, so it'll be useless too.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Everybody needs a doctorate.
Right, everybody.
That'll solve the problem.
Everybody needs to be in school till they're 35. Free Talk Live.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.